whether it's pressure on a quarterback or stop the run or whatever was going to happen, just find a way to get it done. You know, it really wasn't. You know, part of our success this season has been the balance of run and pass, and we got back to that. We committed to that. We stuck with it. And guys executed the game plan extremely well.
What got Nick Foles going? Doug, at the end of the game, I know you've been emotional at the end of certain games. It appears that you were more emotional. Your personal feelings when you win a playoff game as a head coach, when the game is over?
You know, everything kind of rushes through your mind, but the biggest emotion for me was the team, the guys, the resiliency of this football team, and you know, our backs against the wall, people, you know, discount us, don't give us much credit, whatever it might be, and for our team to battle and against a fine football team, you know, a team that was obviously this time of year is playing extremely well, hot football team. That's one thing about this team that I love so much. They battle to the end. And so that was the biggest kind of rush of emotion just thinking about the players.
What got Nick Foles going? You know, it seemed like you got him in a rhythm and he just started, you know, just driving the team.
You know, Nick is Nick, and that's what we've talked about, and that's what he and I have talked about. And, stayed committed to the run, obviously, and that helps. And then with the passing game, just him making great decisions, you know, and getting the ball out of his hand, finding the open receiver, and, you know, did a really nice job, executed the game plan how I know Nick can.
You've been very aggressive all season. How close were you going for it on fourth down before you decided to let Jake kick it?
I was really considering that, going for it, you know. I really felt like at that time, if we do make it, now, you know, obviously the kick, you're up five, and you're putting it back in your defense's hands, and which is a positive because I felt like they were playing extremely well at that time. But I also knew that if we do go for it and make it at that point, game could be over at that time. But I elected to take the timeout, talk about it a little bit more, and then just ultimately kick the field goal.
It seemed like Nick Foles got into a rhythm when you went to that tempo offense. What is it that makes you, you know, have that decision to run that tempo like that?
Well, you know, in situations like that, when you have like a big pass or a run, the play before, a lot of times it's much easier to go tempo because the game clock, the shot clock starts right away, and it's hard to get personnel in, call a play, when it's easier just to get to the line of scrimmage and call one of our tempo plays. So did that a couple times tonight. It was successful. It helped us. It was a big part of the success the guys had, keeping Atlanta kind of on their heels at a couple times.
You had that big play call where you handed off to Nelson Aguilar and he got 20, 30 yard gain inside five. First time you ran that play all year, at least in the game. What was your thinking on that play?
You know, it's a play that we've actually had in our arsenal. We've had it up in game plans before this season. Just never got to it. We were in the right situation. I believe it was a third down, when we called it. And it was just the right time. We had been running the same play with our running backs, the exact same play with Jay and LeGarrette earlier in the game. This was just an opportunity for Nelly to put it in his hands with Lane as a puller and just executed extremely well.
So you were picked to be, you're an underdog at home, one against the six, first time ever. Were you and your team insulted about that reality without Carson Wentz? And do you feel validated after this win and the way that you won?
You know, you know what? At the end of the day, we find a way to win the game. You know, whether we're underdogs or favored, listen, you know, love all those guys in that locker room right there. They don't care. I don't care. Our fans are a big part of the success tonight. And it's about those players in that dressing room, whether we're three-point underdogs or three-point favorites. They really don't listen to that stuff, you know. Of course, they've been sort of force-fed for about 2 weeks now, 3 weeks now, the information. And, you know, They just stick together. They just stick together and find a way, and it's been that way all season.
How important were the points at the end of the first half, momentum-wise, going into the locker room with that field?
That was huge. you know, just to be able to get down there with, you know, we're out of timeouts, you know, Nick to Alshon on the sideline was huge to get us into that field goal range, 53-yarder, I believe it was, and Jake's been doing that all season long. And it was great to get momentum with our defense coming back out, you know, to start the second half.
Doug, you had a tough decision at the end of the game there, whether to go for it on 4th and 1 or to kick the field goal to go 5-5.
I think I just talked about that, didn't I?
Sorry.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, get his notes.
The offensive line, what stood out
about that? The offensive line? Gosh, just the way just the way they play together. You know, it's been that way all season long. I think they've been hearing a lot of talk that the last couple of weeks, not playing great, this and that, whatever. But they've had a great couple of weeks of practice, preparation. Stout does a great job putting a run plan together and getting back to that physical style that they're used to and they're accustomed to. And did a nice job. Did a really nice job.
You say that the team doesn't care about being an underdog. Right now, Lane Johnson's running around with a dog mask on. Is it something that you think they would
ask
embrace?
Lane, that's kind of crazy to me.
But is it something that they would embrace for motivation?
Well, listen, for about, when did Carson go down? Okay, since that point, no one's given us a chance. Nobody has given us a chance. And I understand Carson's a great player, but every week our guys are hearing the same thing, that now we're all of a sudden not good enough. You know, we're 13-3. We have the best record in football. We're, you know, home field advantage throughout. Listen, there's not a lot of, I mean, the guys are going to motivate themselves just based on what they've done for them and heard for the last month of football, you know. Listen, it really doesn't matter what you guys talk about, because that locker room in there is united, and I'll go to bat for every one of those guys, and I'll go to war with every one of those guys in that dressing room.
Can you talk about Brandon Graham and the plays that you made down at the stretch, particularly the one on Freeman?
Oh, it's a tremendous play. Tremendous play. He had a couple tackle for losses tonight, did a great job putting pressure. He's so quick off the ball and times the snap count up. And that play you're referring to there in the fourth quarter was a huge. It was kind of a cutback run, and he dove, made the tackle. That could have gone for a long way, but you know, he's a guy that we've counted on all season long. And you know, again, he stepped up, had a nice game.
Brandon said that he knew that there was going to be a sprint out on that final fourth down play. I know it's not your side of the ball, but did you and your staff recognize that from the sideline as well?
Yeah, the communication was a couple of things, obviously, because they had a couple timeouts. But typically in those situations, get the quarterback on the run gives you more of an option to throw the football. And so our guys were ready for that.
On the first touchdown, what factored into the decision to go for the fourth down there?
Just where we were. It was early in the game. Gosh, I think the ball was just inside the 1 yard line, and you know, if confidence to go for it in that situation. You know, we're real close, and guys did a great job. LeGarrette getting in the end zone, great, well blocked play.
Doug, what was this atmosphere like compared to playing here in a regular season game? And what kind of a boost do you have knowing on Sunday you're going to have that again?
I tell you, it is an unbelievable feeling when you're standing on the field and you come out for the game and the stadium's just rocking with fans, and they're loud. They're loud from the opening kickoff to the last whistle, and our fans are awesome. You know, it's a tremendous experience for our players, for the city of Philadelphia, obviously. And I can't be any happier for the way our crowd came out today and cheered on our guys. We were able to reward them with another opportunity next Sunday. So we're excited about that and expect the same craziness next weekend.
In the second quarter, Jay was on the sideline.
We just didn't have the ball. I mean, that, and we were off the field a couple 3-and-outs, and we were punting the football. So it was just opportunity at that time, or lack of it. Oh, that's it?
Oh. Keep talking all day long.